Random House Audio presents Dying of the Light by George R. R. Martin. Read for you by Ian Glenn. Prologue. A rogue, an aimless wanderer, creation's castaway. This world was all those things. For uncounted centuries it had been falling, alone, without purpose, falling through the cold, lonely places between the suns. Generations of stars had succeeded each other in stately sweeps across its barren skies. It belonged to none of them. It was a world in and of itself, entire. In a sense, it was not even part of the galaxy. Its tumbling path cut through the galactic plane like a nail driven through a round wooden tabletop. It was part of nothing. And nothing was very close at hand. In the dawn of human history, the rogue world pierced a curtain of interstellar dust that covered a trifling small area near the up-edge of the galaxy's great lens. A handful of stars lay beyond, 30 or so, a mere handful. Then emptiness. A night greater than any the wandering world had known. There, falling through that shadowed border region, it met the shattered people. The Earth Imperials found it first, at the height of their giddy, drunken expansion, when the Federal Empire of Old Earth was still trying to rule all the worlds of humanity across immense, impossible gulfs. A warship named Mao Tse-Tung, crippled during a raid on the Harangans, its crews dead at their stations, its engines alternately shifting into drive and out again, became the first ship of the Man Realm to drift beyond the Tempter's Veil. The Mao was a derelict, airless and full of grotesque corpses.